You're listening to KTWH, Two Harbors Community Radio. This week we're celebrating all of our area nonprofits and highlighting what they do in the community in light of the fact that on Thursday, November 17th, we have across the state of Minnesota the Give to the Max Day 2022. And I've got somebody on the phone who wears a few hats. I don't know if she's wearing it during this phone call, but I've got Marlis Wish, who sits on the board of the Two Harbors Area Fund and is, I believe, a co-founder of the Lake County Sex Trafficking Task Force, both these organizations participants in the Give to the Max Day. And Marlis, welcome to the radio once again.
Thank you very much. I'm glad I'm here.
Yeah, and you have been on both sides of the microphone, being interviewed
and being
the host on a show, and we're glad that you're here to talk about two really wonderful community partners, so to speak, helping the community to grow, to strengthen community, and to protect its citizens. So why don't we begin with the Area Fund? The Two Harbors Area Fund has been around for a while. A number of people don't know all that much about how it operates. It's kind of an affiliate fund of the larger parent foundation. You want to give us a little history background on the Two Harbors Area Fund and everything that it does?
Okay. It was formed in 1998 by two key leaders, Mark Johnson and the late Lyle Northey. And Mark was talking one time about how he got lots of requests for funds, for donations for different organizations in town over the years when he was out there at Sanju's. And so he decided that there had to be one venue that should, where the funds could be funneled in and then grants could be written and people could get the donations from a one key location. So they formed the Two Harbors Area Fund. And the basic mission is just to enhance the quality of life for the residents of Two Harbors and the surrounding area. We also have and are affiliated in partnership with the La Bounty Family Fund, and both of us are affiliated through to the Duluth Superior Area Community Foundation. And so we have lots of resources for us as the Two Harbors Area Fund and La Bounty Fund to go to for assistance in whatever we're working on at the time. Now, we do annual cycle of granting. And we have an endowed fund, and people's agencies, you have to be a 501c3. Agencies can apply through grant monies in that annual cycle for a project that they have in their agency, or like the food shelf to buy and purchase food and stuff for basic needs. So we have that annual granting cycle. We do fundraising. I know we have our thing on the Minnesota Give to the Max, but we also will be doing a fundraising letter between now and the end of the year. It is one of the things we are ongoing. We want our endowed amount of money to grow so that we can then grant more funds to agencies who make requests every year and help out the area.
For those who aren't as familiar, in an endowed fund, you are primarily giving away the earnings from the fund in your yearly distributions? Yeah, okay.
Yes. Yeah, it would be the earnings off of that endowed amount. So if the endowed amount, the principal, grows, then we will have more monies to be able to share with the community. So.
Okay.
Yep.
So that can be interesting in a time when the economy reduces the amount of earnings for those investments. You might have a tighter competition because the need is still there, right? The need is there year to year, or has it generally been growing, the number of organizations that have been coming to you making requests?
Usually, this is between both the Two Harbors Area Fund and the La Bounty Family Fund, we usually have about 14 to 15 requests, grant requests.
And how many can you actually grant, typically, or is there flexibility, depending upon how much you give them?
Depending upon how much monies we have in the grant amount, how much of the monies we earned, you know, off the endowed fund. So it changes every year. Depending upon what the interest rate is.
Yeah. Does that include sometimes people getting a partial award of what they requested?
Yes, that can happen.
Okay.
And then some years, like this year for 2022, we had enough in the fund to be able to grant all of the 14 agencies that applied got the full amount that they wanted. So it was very nice. It's kind of, since I've been on the board, that's the first time that's happened.
Wow. And so, I don't want to cherry pick and focus just on one or two examples, but maybe it's helpful to do that. What are some that come to mind for you?
Well, a key one is the Western Lake Superior Habitat for Humanity. Folks, I'm sure, have heard about that, where they go out and help elderly people who want to stay in their homes. They'll do fix-ups, you know, around the house or build a ramp or whatever needs to be done to help that person be able to stay in their home as long as possible. We also have given to community partners. There's different things that they're doing to help the senior citizens in our area, and so we have given funds to them. And then we have given to the Two Harbors area food shelf generally
Indeed.
Every year, so that helps purchase food. And so, you know, North Shore Horizons, we have Minnesota Association for Children's Mental Health applied and were able to get funds from us. And we have Lake County Historical Society. So there's a variety of agencies that apply.
Yeah, it sounds like a variety of generations and types of need that you're considering.
Yes.
Essentially, the holistic support of what the community needs to be both healthy and well-rounded. I sound like I'm talking about an individual, but the community is composed of a lot of people, and they all have a little bit different needs at different times of their lives, at different phases of their lives.
Yes. Of course, the Duluth Superior Area Community Foundation looks at all those grants as they come in, and then they determine if the grant will go under the Two Harbors Area Fund or it will go under a request from the LeBounty Family Fund.
And if I recall, the LeBounty has a slightly different emphasis of priorities about economic development?
Yes, more of the infrastructure, more toward the business and economic development is where those requests would go under that umbrella.
Okay. And so I'm guessing that this Two Harbors Area Fund, affiliated under this bigger regional foundation of the Duluth Superior Area, which I think goes all the way over to like the Bayfield Peninsula and maybe beyond, it's a pretty wide-ranging parent foundation, but must have more locally knowledgeable, experienced hands that are on the review committee for giving out the awards to our local organizations than the parent organization. Yeah. And how does that work? Do you have a large board, and is it constantly growing or changing in membership?
Yes, we have about 7 on the board right now. We can have up to 17. So I'll put in a pitch right now. We're looking for board members, so if you're interested, contact me. But anyway, yes, when the Duluth Superior Area Community Foundation gets the grant requests, they determine which fund it's going under, either the Two Harbors Area Fund or the LeBounty Family Fund. Then we form a grant committee of our board members of the Two Harbors Area Fund. And then we sit and go through all those grants, what's requested, and then we make the final determination of what we believe the request should be. And of course, if we have enough monies to grant all the requests, then it's easy.
Then you feel
but
good.
Yes.
Otherwise, you have some tougher decisions.
If we don't have enough funds to cover the request, that's when, as a grant committee of us board members, then we have to sit there and determine, okay, how much can we actually give this agency versus this agency, and which one is more key, which one needs more, you know, all of it. We have to sit and determine that, yes.
That's a nice summary, Marlis. And we're speaking with Marlis Wish here. We're speaking about the Give to the Max Day 2022, which is coming up on Thursday, November 17th. Early giving is already underway. You can support organizations like the Two Harbors Area Fund. They're doing great work to support other community organizations in our greater Two Harbors area. And Marlis, as you said, people should know that if they do miss out this go round with the Give to the Max Day, that a number of us are going to be receiving some solicitations, some information, and a request to help the area fund. Because I don't know what your targeted goal is every year for how many funds you have to raise, but I know you're trying to grow your endowment, right?
Yes. So we will welcome any size donation folks would like to make, from $5 to $500,000. We'll take it all.
There's not a cutoff. That's good.
No, we'll take more than that if you want.
But if it's in the neighborhood of $500,000 that you want it delivered very carefully, right? Don't knock on your door.
Yeah, then we have a legacy fund. We would work with you to develop a legacy fund of, you know, so that it would really be, carefully written up on that.
Excellent. And Marlis, is there, for folks who are interested in learning more about the Area Fund, including maybe service as board members, et cetera, is there a simple way to contact you or your other board members? I don't know if there's a single direct way to contact the Area Fund.
Yes, you could call me.
Oh, and how?
Easiest thing would be just to call me in.
Okay.
I'm on 834-5988.
And you know, as a former operator, that they've now instituted the 218. We got to dial the 218.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
I keep forgetting about that.
834-5988. Thanks.
Correct.
Thank you for that, Marlis. And you've now invited folks to contact you. And I hope that you do get contacted. You're also here today representing a cause I know that is near and dear to you, that you were a primary force behind getting started, Lake County Sex Trafficking Task Force. It seems like, how long have you been around? Is it a decade or more?
It will be next year.
Okay.
I looked at that too, and when I was kind of looking at this information. But yes, we formed in 2013, in February of 2013.
Well, congratulations, coming up on 10 years. Wow.
Yes.
Time
thank
flies.
You very much. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we have.
Go ahead.
Our mission statement for that, and our mission for that is that we want to reach out to all the individuals and businesses and organizations in the Lake County area to raise awareness, educate, and engage the entire community in the effort to keep our county free of the use of individuals for sex and commercial sexual, to be commercially sexually used. And so we want to prevent that. We want to educate people so if they see something, they will say something and not just turn a blind eye to it and help somebody. And we have the Minnesota Safe Harbor No Wrong Door Initiative now in the state of Minnesota. So that gives us some clout. If somebody, the no wrong door part is you can knock on a hospital, you can go into a hospital and report you've been abused. You can go to a church, you know, some organizations. That's where the no wrong door, or you can go, of course, to PAVSA and local agencies, North Shore Horizons, and say, I need help. And then they will get you lined up to the resources that you need. Our mission is really to educate people about what it is and then to help us prevent it from happening. And we chose the Lake County area because we know we can't fix the world, and we figure that if we zero in on our local area here and educate as much as possible, and of course we will help anyone who presents in front, you know, comes to us for help. We will make sure they get to the correct agencies and everything, and we have a whole resource of agencies. You can go on to our website, which is lcsextrafficking.com, and it has all the information about us as an agency, all the resources in the area from here to Grand Marais and down to Duluth, and any kind of information you might want to know about what trafficking is, and then hopefully people will say to themselves, okay, if I see something in the future, I will say something, you know, and report it either to the police or tell somebody about it who can get some, so they can get some assistance to help.
That website sounds like it's of critical import for people to try to remember, and I'm trying to remind myself, lcsextrafficking.com.
Yeah,
.com. Okay, that's very helpful. And you have had to do a big task of both raising awareness among individuals and trying to get various agencies and entities, law enforcement and otherwise, to step up and really be proactive and not just say, well, if something comes to us, I guess we'll deal with it. You're looking for all of these entities to have an active, ongoing program to address the issue.
Yes. Yes, and we have worked over these last 10 years. We have worked with our local law enforcement, both the sheriff's department and the police departments, the city officials in Two Harbors, Beaver Bay, and Silver Bay, like the mayors and the city officials and the local law enforcement in those towns. And then we've done conferences. We've had community events at the community center educating. We've had speakers. We do our annual fundraising in November by way of a letter, but we are, like you said, we're also part of the Give to the Max Day in Minnesota. So a letter has already gone out, but if people want to go on Give to the Max Day and donate, that would be great. And like I said, we'll take all donations,
so
any sizes.
Either direction will work fine for you, whether they want to do it conveniently through a website at givemin.org or whether they want to respond to that letter or even bring it to you in person and give you their check or cash or whatever it is. You'll be able to transact whatever form they want to respond to this ongoing need that you're...
Correct.
You're in your 10th year of doing this, and people have to understand that you really mean it.
Yes.
How do you feel it's been going in terms of not just that individual awareness, but getting the entities that are organized law enforcement and other social agencies to take this seriously? Has it been an uphill slog, or have we made great progress, or are we somewhere in the middle?
We're somewhere in the middle. I mean, we've made progress. We feel that a lot of citizens in the area know what sex trafficking is now, because when we used to go door knocking to do our fundraising, we would door knock on all the businesses in the whole of Lake County, and people say, yeah, I saw this going on, so now I recognized what that behavior is, or I saw this and now I have more knowledge about what I might be looking at. So we knew we were getting the information out in the education, and people were interested, and yes, we want to help you stop this. So they would, and of course help us with donations and stuff, but it's that education piece. And yeah, working with law enforcement, there's training that they go through now, I mean, that we don't do, but they get trained now for knowledge about how to handle a situation if somebody's being trafficked and what agencies to refer them to and all that. So, yes, we've done a lot of work. I was thinking back on it. And, of course, sadly, with COVID, 2020 and 2021 and 2022, we sort of hung low and didn't do anything because of COVID.
Right.
But now, come January 9th, 2023, we are going to have our candlelight vigil, and we are going to do an in-person community one. We're going to invite the public to this one.
Well, that's wonderful. That was a question that came to mind, is that you've really had trouble having the in-person events, and that was a very meaningful witnessing vigil that was done at the law enforcement center. Are you changing the location, or are we back to the...
No, it will still be at the law enforcement center.
Okay.
January 9th. From 4:30 to 5:30, but it will be downstairs on the ground floor,
okay,
where that conference room area is by the police department.
Yes. Okay.
Because
people have meetings there.
Room.
Yeah, there is more room, and I'm hopeful that you'll have some larger participation for people that are really grateful that you have persisted and kept the effort up. You are essentially a citizens' action task force, Marlis, and there aren't an enormous number of you to do the heavy lifting, are there?
No, but the persons on our board are very, thank you, all of them. They do participate, and they do get in and do the work that needs to be done.
Absolute
so,
recognition is due all of them, and certainly you are a primary driver in a lot of this, Marlis, and you've had some great help, too. I know you have great partners.
Yes. And we have on your radio station, we have our radio show quarterly now called Voices of Hope. So I thank you very much for that. And so, yeah, we've done a lot of work over the years. I can pat us all on the back for that, but we still have a lot going forward. We have not stopped the sex trafficking.
Yeah.
It's doing that is an uphill climb, because it's going to require a lot more work. But we'll keep educating. We'll keep trying to get people to help us to prevent sex trafficking if they see something going on. So all we can do is keep working at it and keep working at it and keep the information out there so people are hearing it or seeing it or getting something about it all the time so they don't forget. I don't want them to forget that they need to help us to stop this.
So that helps assure people that there are many, many more things to be done, that the money can go to good ends for awareness and education campaigns, and that you're unflinching in your willingness to keep at this. And we have to all be grateful that you began this journey for the Lake County Sex Trafficking Task Force, Marlis.
Thank you.
Thanks for telling that story and keeping the witness being carried out, and wish you luck both with the Give to the Max Day and with your fall outreach campaign looking for support from the community. Wish you luck in all of that going forward.
Good. Thank you very much. Yes.
Well, thank you, Marlis. And those are the two hats we're wearing in this interview, right? You can,
great.
We can, you're inside, so it's snowy outside, but you don't need a hat indoors. But thanks for wearing a couple during the interview today.
All right. Thank you very much for calling me up and having me be part of this. This is great. Thank you.
Oh, it really is an honor for us, Marlis, and best of luck with all of the organizations that you work with. Take care.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye now.
Okay. Bye-bye.
That was Marlis Wish, who is with the Two Harbors Area Fund, a board member there, and she's a co-founder of the Lake County Sex Trafficking Task Force. And you can support organizations like these and others at givemin.org. Right now or through midnight on November 17th, Thursday, that's Give to the Max Day in the state of Minnesota. This is Leo for KTWH.